To start off with, do we have any first-time visitors today? Nobody that's going to volunteer that they're first-timers? Would you mind telling us who you are?
Good morning. I'm Linnell Cooper. My husband and I bought a cottage just down the road a few months ago, and so don't tell your pastor, but I watched my home church service online before I came here this morning.
Glad to have you.
If you wouldn't mind, fill out a card so we know who you are. There should be some cards someplace, or they'll get you one anyway, so we know who you are. Anyone else? I don't see anyone, but if there's somebody else that's not saying that they're first-timers, at least fill out a card so we know who you are. Let's go ahead and start with prayers. And yes?
I've got one. Don Wilkinson, who's Grandma Wilkinson's son, his wife, Vicki Wilkinson, has an aggressive form of cancer that they've just found out about. And she goes in the morning to talk to an oncologist and find out exactly what the plan is and how they, you know, how severe things are and all that. So if you keep the Wilkinsons in your prayer, appreciate
that.
And
what was her name again?
Vicki.
Vicki. Okay. Let's start on this side. Is there any? Everybody.
I'm Louise.
Hey, thank you.
I would like prayers for my cousin who lives in Norton, Kansas. I asked over 100 days ago. She fell and crushed her shoulder. She's used up all of her time in the nursing home. Mm-hmm. And still there are x-rays that they do weekly, it seems like, have shown absolutely no growth, and she's taking pain medicine all the time, but I think we need some help from God. And if we'll all, Carolyn Applegate is her name, and she's a cousin by marriage, but it's been a beautiful time that I've spent with her since I married into the family, and she's a very loving and God-loving person, and we try to communicate as much as we can, but she said she keeps saying they can sell some of their cows if they have to, and so she can keep continuing medication. But I don't know. I think we are depending on God more than anything, and we know that He will work miracles. So please do.
And her name again was Karen Apple.
Carolyn Applegate.
Okay.
My name is Kay. I'd like for us to pray for our President, Donald Trump, his wife and family, our Vice President, J.D. Vance, and his wife and family. A lot of things going on in this world right now. And let's pray for our military, all those that are involved in conflicts right now, and those that are standing back watching all of them, families at home. I also like to pray for our first responders, our policemen, firemen, doctors and nurses who are there to care for us, and all of this group. They're there because they love our country and they care for us. Thank you.
Mary, I have a prayer request for some friends that are in the hospital, unspoken. And I thank God every day for me being able to be by myself and take care of everything around. that God has given me the strength to keep going.
Amen. Got to have the strength just to chase that little dog of yours. But
Lorraine, I just want to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Glad to be back. Thanks for all the prayers. I'm feeling better. And again, I'm going to have to pray for my friend Mary Jane. A week before I left, she fell onto the couch and off the couch and broke the top of the bridge of her foot. So I told her I couldn't stay any longer, but she needs prayers now because she's in a boot and can't hardly walk. So,
what was her name again?
Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
My friend Adam that I asked you guys to pray about, I guess he's at there. The doctors are concerned about his spine and his brain, and he needs to go see a neurologist to see what all's happening with him.
And that was Adam?
Yes.
Vicki and Grill Gibson wanted me to let you all know they miss you guys, and hopefully they'll be back here in February.
Everybody on this side.
My name is Nathaniel. I've got a friend. His name is Carter Boffman, and he's been borrowing a vehicle for the last year as he's tried to repair his. That anyway, he repaired the whole thing. Finally got his car working, and his engine just blew up. And then he's getting kicked out for no apparent reason out of the place he was renting in 30 days and has nowhere to go and no vehicle. So if we could just pray for him.
What was the name again?
Carter Boffman.
Carter.
Yes, I'd like to lift up my sister Alice, who is a dementia patient. And I'd also like to lift up the Galleon family and the loss of Kathy, whose funeral Hank did yesterday, and thank you for the Greens, or David taking the notes at the meeting yesterday for me. I appreciate that. And also, when Charlie was making that announcement, I was thinking about years and years ago, a lady named Liz Guffey, whose family did the stained glass windows in this church, was talking to me about being a hostess for one of the fellowship meals. And I thought to myself, that's a lot. And she made a list and put it on the door of the cabinet of all the things that the hostess does. So I'm going to do that this week. So if just the cooking is okay with you, but you're thinking, I don't know what else to do, I'll make that list like Liz did for me 26 years ago and put it up in the cabinet so you can go down that list and say, okay, I've got all this covered. You know, whether it's the table decorations or the ice or the drinks or the bread or the meat, whatever it is, she made that list. So I'm going to do that. And as we serve and enjoy the fellowship and love that we have for each other in this church, we can be more secure in what we do. So thank you.
One thing I want to add, if you volunteered to host a dinner, you don't have to do it all yourself. You draft people.
Okay. Sir, any others? Nancy told me to remind you all she's got a card in the back to sign for Leon and Allie, and it's usually there around the coffee part, yeah, somewhere. And I know a lot of you drink coffee, so you don't have an excuse. You'll see it there. If you don't drink coffee, just make sure you get it signed. Hank has the prayer. And so we'll go ahead and sing our song, and then we'll have prayer.
Thank you. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now, and we are so very thankful for the fact that we can meet and enjoy each other's fellowship, and just to be able to join as a group to lift up praises to you, Lord, and to hear your message earlier. Lord, we all have things possibly on our minds that we just want to lift up to you, but maybe haven't taken time to do that. And Lord, you know, of course, what we all need, and just pray that you will indeed attend our needs, and that we will give you the glory, Lord. And we do thank you for Linnell being here this morning, and hope soon that her husband will be able to attend with her, and we can all get acquainted, Lord. And we want to lift up Vicki Wilkinson, Don's wife, who's been diagnosed with cancer, and the fact that she's going to oncologist just the next few days to be able to see what kind of treatment might be involved for her, Lord, and we just pray for them. Also, Louise's cousin who's fallen and crushed her shoulder, Carolyn Applegate, and healing up, Lord, and we just pray that whatever needs to be done there will take place, Lord, and of course, as Louise said, the main thing is for people to continue to lift her up in prayer, and we know that God is a great physician, and that if it be his will, that she will heal up quickly. And need to lift up our president, vice president, and just so many things going on right now, Lord. And we just ask that you would be with them, be with all the politicians there in Washington as they make decisions concerning our country, Lord. And we just ask that, first of all, they would look to you for guidance in making these decisions, Lord. And we know if they'll do that, then our country will be in a lot better shape, Lord. And we thank you for that. And we, this time, too, we want to lift up our military who are involved in so many different things around the world, and just pray that you would be with them and put your hedge of protection around them. Then for all of our first responders, our policemen, firefighters, and medical technicians on the and nurses as well, Lord, please just be with them, and we are so very thankful for their service for all of us, Lord. And for Mary, who has friends in the hospital, we just pray for them and know that they need your special care, and just ask that they would heal up quickly, Lord. And also, Mary is thankful for the fact that she's able to stay home and be able to take care of herself, basically. And Lord, then good for Lori to be back with us, and the fact that she's feeling better, and just pray that she'll continue to feel better. And then as she's been down in Florida, and her friend down there, Mary Jane, had fallen, broken her foot, Lord, and we just pray that it will heal quickly, and that she'll be able to take care of herself there quick, Lord. And also for Davin's friend, Adam, that we prayed for, and still needs to be able to have that appointment with the neurologist, and we just pray that that will come about quickly, Lord. Then Vicki and Kirill, just hopefully we'll be back next month and be able to again join us here at church for worship. And Lord, we just ask that you'd be with them. And then Nathaniel's friend, Carter Boffman, who's just having troubles right now in his life and finally got his car fixed, and then it's blown up on him again, Lord, and then his housing problem as well. So we just ask that you would be with him and bless him through this time right now that just really, really tough on him, Lord. And we want to continue to lift up the Gallion family that lost Kathy this past week, Lord, and we just ask that you would be with Shannon, her daughter, and then her husband, her young son, Lord, as they'll be grieving over the loss of Kathy. And also, like to lift up Alice at the nursing home, and we just know that she's from day to day having a good day and then a bad one, Lord, and we just pray that you would be with her and watch over her. Then for different people around the world that are being persecuted for their stance for you, Lord, and we just pray that you could be with them and just continue to strengthen them as they are being persecuted right now, Lord. We also want to lift up the country of Israel as well as many other countries around the world where so much persecution is taking place. And also, Lord, we just ask that you would continue to be with us as we go through Sunday school and then during our fellowship time. We thank you now for all your blessings and your love, and we just pray all these things in your name. Amen.